die and you get two. The other will be eight.
Think back to grade 4 math class. Did you ever sing songs to learn algebra and probability?
Make 10 flat pairs on a grid.
If you ask a young student, what did you do in math today? Sometimes they say things like, I don't know, or nothing. So how do we change that? How do we engage students with mathematics and give them tools so when they go home they can say, let me tell you about this neat thing I did in math today, and tell good math stories.
George Gadonidis is a professor in the Faculty of Education at the University of Western Ontario. His vision is to make math more fun for students. His approach is through drama, songs, and stories.
And one of the songs that we've written is called More Homework Like This, which is the feedback that some parents gave that this is really neat and we'd like to see more homework like this.
It's amazing that they're learning this math in grade 3.
George says that sometimes we underestimate students, so he uses a low-floor, high-ceiling approach. It's a way to take high school math concepts and teach them to students in grades 3 and 4.
The low floor means you can engage with a topic with minimal math knowledge, but high ceiling means that you can extend it. So you can become very complex.
Ann Brody is a grade 4 teacher at St. Andrews Public School in Toronto. He's been using George's approach to teaching math for the past 3 years.
It enriches the math, makes the math much more interesting. And then, like, the stuff that we do have to learn becomes that much more interesting, too, because it does relate.
Mr. Brody says he's noticed that his students find it easier to remember math concepts.
I can just cue them either by, like, a quick song, so I can, like, sing out some of the songs that we did, and they'll go, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so 1 plus 3 plus 5 is 7, and they'll remember that. And these are the kids that I had in the grade 2 that are now in, like, grade 5.
Ryan is one of Mr. Brody's students, and he likes math.
A bit more when I met Mr. Brody.
Mr. Brody has taught Ryan math for 2 years, and Ryan says he likes the combination of learning from the textbook and through storytelling and song.
A little bit of both, because answering the questions was, like, fun to do, like, figuring it out. But the other part was fun, really, really fun.
Ryan's mom, Sandra, says she loves the approach that Mr. Brody uses, and she wishes her other two kids were taught the same way.
He's looked upon with great respect because he does allow kids to think in a different way, and he brings different forms into the learning process to allow them to develop on their own in their own way. And a lot of them like the songs. They like the stories.
We are the Math Liberation Front. Our struggle is to liberate school math from the shackles of an oppressive math curriculum.
Mr. Brody has actually found it easier to use George's concepts to teach math because he can cover more of the curriculum in one project. And he wishes more teachers would try it out.
It is a little bit out there compared to some of the other things. So you have to take in a lot of different skills. Everybody's under this huge pressure to be able to cover all of this material and get the kids to understand it. So that, you know, when you get into that mindset, you said, I have to get this done, I have to get this done. And a lot of the time, the easiest approach for most people is to reach for that textbook.
Amy Riddell is a teacher candidate at Western. She took an online course that George offers to teachers that fear or dislike math. She learned all about George's approach to teaching math with drama, songs, and stories, and she can't wait to use it in her own classroom.
The kids love to sing. They love to create songs. It's something, it's a totally different interaction. They don't have to physically sit at a desk with a pencil and paper and eraser and go through math questions to prove it that they've learned the concept. They can do something totally different, but something really stimulating, that being creating music.
We're trying to learn that math is interesting to learn.
George is spreading his ideas for teaching math online at researchideas.ca.
Mathematics is big. Our minds are bigger.
For In Your Backyard, I'm Jennifer Ferguson.